from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous and Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from Norman, Oklahoma. She is a singer, songwriter, and producer. She currently holds the title for Best Rock Album at the 2019 Indigenous Music Awards. Samantha Crane is here to tell us all about her new album, A Small Death. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? All right, here we go. Something new from that new album from Samantha Crane. Here is Pastime. Music from Samantha Crane, brand new off her new album, A Small Death. And that's Pastime. She'll be here in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, off to South Dakota, Darren Jeffrey.
I built a fire and meant to burn it for you. I'm walking away. I'm
Mostly on the phone, I'll never cross that line, but a man can dream. I'm on fire and my desire's like gasoline, that I sweat when I miss you, when it's burning me down. You can turn this around, but I can't turn the way. And if you burn to the ground, desire won't burn away. 1,000 pictures, a million words to say, and I've been feeling like this ever since I saw you out in LA. That's why I'm feeling California. It's not just the beach and the sun, I'm the one. I'm back in the heartbeat if you need me to come. See, I love her to death, but still love you to life. Either way I'ma pay, it's gonna come with a price. And that's such a bitter pill, but still, it's bittersweet. Higher than Josephine, but still within my reach.
Nothing I wouldn't do for you. You flame my fire, and I'm still in love with you. And I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you.
The movement that they screamed out loud. We won't be moved. now. Revolution always coming when we sleep and dreaming. Wake it up, you really think we need another reason. They fear our power, now's the hour, this Dakota season. Change is coming, but the movement needs a couple billion. Revolution always coming when we sleep and dreaming. Wake it up, you really think we need another reason. They fear our power, now's the hour, this Dakota season. Change is coming, but the movement needs a couple billion.
We won't go, no, they can't make us. We won't go, no, they can't take us. We won't go, no, they can't break us. We won't go, no, we won't go, no, we won't go. Don't matter where it takes us. We won't go, emotions on painted faces. We won't go, the revolution's what you make it. We won't go, no, we won't go, no, we won't go. I said, oh, we won't go.
That's brand new from the Sober Junkie, We Won't Go. He's going to be in our spotlight next week from Las Vegas. Hey, quick mention, you can get a hold of us anytime right now at our Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936 Natives. That's 936-628-4837. Let me know what's happening out there, where you're at, what town are you listening from. 936 Natives. All right, here we go. Nehiwak. This is Open Window. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music. Donate now and support the Indigenous in Music and Arts and its mission. The Indigenous in Music and Arts is a 501c3 nonprofit that needs your support to continue providing meaningful and memorable events. Contributions from you help share our story through our radio program. permanent and rotating exhibits, our virtual online gallery, events, and our music archives. Your donation directly supports our mission and is greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for supporting us, our musicians, and our artists. Visit us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com and click Donate. Music from Soda Stereo. Hey, quick mention, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can always email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And hey, like us over on Facebook, Indigenous and Music with Larry K, and I'll like you right back. All right, here's Sistema Solar. We are Indigenous in Music. We'll be right back.
don't play around. Cover much ground, got gained by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day. True play away. Pushing fat right is no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the dash. By no means average, as long as she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in, can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it, no biggie. I got to bag it up. I like the way you work it. Street knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curse words, fins of verb. Levels it curves so frequent it hurts. Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. To bag it up.
That's No Diggity. BLN from Mexico. All right, here we go. Twin Flames. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music.
Yeah.
That's music from Twin Flames off their Signal Fire album. Coming up next in our spotlight, Samantha Crane. We'll be right back.
Support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and please click to donate.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Norman, Oklahoma. She is a singer, songwriter, and producer. She currently holds the title for Best Rock Album at the 2019 Indigenous Music Awards. Samantha Crane is here to tell us all about her new album, A Small Death. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Samantha Crane. Hi, Samantha. How you doing tonight?
How are you, Toe? I'm good. Thank you.
How are they treating you down in Norman, Oklahoma?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Good, good. How's the weather today? Good?
Yeah, it's nice.
Right on.
Good day for walking the dog.
Yes. Hey, I like your new album. I've been playing it all day. Been jamming. Good stuff. Added 8 songs so far. Total. Really like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Samantha, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album. So go ahead.
Sure. Well, this is my 6th album. I recorded it, a year ago. It was kind of after a brief break that I had to take due to some sort of physically and financially debilitating car wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of my first step back into music and writing after that. But I recorded it here in Oklahoma with a lot of my friends from around here.
When did you release it? When did it all get done?
This record came out just a couple months ago, this summer in July.
Okay. Do you miss touring?
Yeah, I do. It's definitely a way of life for me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I've been touring for most of my adult life, so it is a bit difficult to get used to not having that
right.
as a source of income, especially, but also just in terms of my connecting with other people, which is such a huge part of why I write and sure. and want to make things, is to connect with other people, and I can't really do that without touring and playing shows.
Right.
So it has been a bit hard.
Sure. Now, on this is your sixth album. Do things run a lot smoother today than on your first?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. I guess in ways it does, but you're such a different person from
right.
your first album, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to make a definitive statement like that, because I guess in ways it's easier just from a technical standpoint of, you know, being more comfortable
right.
in the studio and knowing all the lingo and language of making things happen in a quick, efficient manner. But
right.
I think when you're younger, you sort of have the benefit of like false confidence or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
you
learn.
Maybe the performance part goes a bit smoother because you just have like a bit more of a lax attitude
right.
about it or something. So I think that the answer is probably a bit two-sided.
Sure, sure. Now, you've done a great job promoting your music, and you've been featured in some successful shows. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. How are you maintaining your connection with your fan base?
I mean, I really just do it in as personally as I can. I, like I said, it's been a bit difficult because my main way of connecting with
mm-hmm.
fans is at shows
sure.
At the merch table, which I just adore being
right.
at the merch table. I think it's just like the best time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I am in a way having to resort to being a bit more active on like social media type stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't say I'm like fully integrated into it. It's a bit hard for me. I don't find it like as personal as just being able to talk to people in person. So
right.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that part out in the days of COVID, I guess.
Sure. Samantha, do you have any advice for new musicians breaking into the scene?
I would just say to stay true to yourself and go with your gut feeling, because even if you maybe regret later like not taking someone's advice or something, it feels a lot
mm-hmm.
better, I think, thinking that you were like standing up for yourself and doing the best you could with the information and knowledge and talent that you had at the time. So I would just really tell people to always kind of go with their gut and staying true to themselves and trying to really
mm-hmm.
ask themselves the question of what it is that they want to do and what they want to achieve, instead of just sort of blindly leaping into things all the time. That was probably my biggest thing as a young person, having to move past that. I wish I would have just kind of
mm-hmm.
stuck with my guns more often.
Sure. Samantha is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and find out all about Samantha and her new album. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Samantha Crane, and her new album is out. And you can hear it and find out all about her on her homepage at SamanthaCrane.com. Samantha, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Keep us posted, too. Any new developments, I'll surely blast it for you. Have no problem doing that.
Okay.
Here to promote you. Good job. We're going to
play you. I appreciate it.
We're going to play you a track from her new album. Here is Echo.
Somehow between us, the air became so thick we couldn't reach to the other, an insurmountable divider, and I clawed at my throat, thinking Hero must have cursed me. I can't say the things I need to. I am just an echo bouncing off your forehead. It's tilted down and to the right. Thank you.
as we drive up 35 and dark to go visit my mother at the prison in Topeka. She is asking, what's the matter? As we stare into so useless, I felt like a little baby, and my pride evaporated like the water in a skillet. And you softened like some butter. We never said the things we need to, but an echo fades eventually.
Music from Samantha Crane, and that was Echo. In case you're just tuning in, Samantha Crane was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Thank you.
yeah. Mimi Obansawan. That's Stone Games. Stone Games. Hey, quick mention. You can always get a hold of us right now at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line. That's 936 Natives. Let me know what station you're listening to. Where you at? You want to hear a song? 936 Natives. I'm Larry K.
Foin d'or d'hiver, lueur dans le ciel, la glace et les neiges éternelles. Le vent du nord qui souffle, je marche dans la toundra pour la survie de ma famille. Nous devrions tous vivre en harmonie, faire la paix et non la guerre. De faire comme avec la terre, en équilibre avec l'univers. Que le tambour qui résonne en harmonie avec toute la vie. Nous devons respecter les animaux, protéger nos forêts. Comme nos ancêtres, en harmonie.
music from Irv Lyons Jr., Do What I Do, from the Sisters and Brothers album. Hey, I would like to invite you over to our homepage. Do you like indigenous art? I'd like to invite you over to indigenousandmusicandarts.org and come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, William Leroy, and Terry Glad Flores, and John Feather. That's on our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Got some good artwork over there. Come check us out and visit us. All right, Locos por Moana, dance with me.
You and me, probably meant to be together forever. Tonight I'd rather be someone that you instantly forget.
Quiero bailar ahí junto a ti.
Junto a ti, oh, junto a ti.
Places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous and Music with Larry K. Now on demand at indigenousandmusic.com.
Baby, got you crawling on your knees and dancing in the streets. You better move it or lose it. Don't matter, just do it. Got you locked inside a trance with your hands down your pants.
I'm so exotic, like I'm from the sun. I'll keep you wishing that you gon' get some. You wanna pull my hair, wanna rub me down, be my king, but I don't need your crown. All I need in this life is sin, 'cause my only boyfriend you're about to go in. Sweat on sweat, you on me, make my wish that's infinity.
It's music from Carson Gray, Supernatural. Hey, I'd like to thank my guest, Samantha Crane, for popping on in today and giving us an update on her brand new album, A Small Death. Good jams there. And quick mention, you can now give us a call on our new Two Buffalo Studios talking text line. That's at 936-NATIVES, our 936-628-4837. Let me know where you're at, what station you're listening to. Do you want to hear a song or let me know what's going on? That's 936-NATIVES. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.